Hello, thank you for calling the Credit Pros. My name is John, Certified Credit Repair Specialist.
It's Ramon with the M1. We have a client on the line here for you guys.
Go ahead.
All right, the client's name is Miguel Ravenel. He was looking for 5,000 purpose of other poor credit. We only have some credit card options.
Not a problem. Were you able to send the information over, sir?
Yeah, I sent it.
All right, thank you for the transfer, and I'll go ahead and take it from
Thank
here.
you.
Hello, how's it going today?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. Thank you for asking. My name is John, and I'm a certified credit repair specialist here from the Credit Pros. Okay. And you were transferred over to us because your credit score was not high enough to actually qualify for a loan with the reasonable interest rate, okay? So, what is your current credit score?
I'm thinking it's like a 520 or something like that. It's low. That much I do know.
Okay. And is this the first time that you have applied for a loan, or have you been denied before?
I've been denied before.
Okay, do you know a reason why?
Well, basically because of my credit.
Okay. And what's the reason that you're looking for this loan, sir?
Actually to clear some debt and to get a vehicle, a down payment on the vehicle here.
Okay. So with you working on your credit, sir, you're going to be looking much more appealing and much more responsible to these lenders. That way, you can be qualifying, for bigger amounts and better options, as far as interest rates and monthly fees. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Now the goal here at the Credit Pros is to strengthen your credit so you can have that financial freedom that you're looking to obtain, and we can help you by eliminating those items that you identify as misleading, outdated, or unverifiable, and as well as helping you establish that positive credit report. So what I would like to do is a consultation, sir, with the in Equifax. This way we can get a better idea of where you stand and what may be on your credit.
All right.
So I have your first name, sir, as is it Miguel?
Correct.
I have it as MIGEGEAL. Is that right?
Correct.
Do you have a middle name?
Akil, AKIL.
Last name is Ravenhan? Ravenel?
Ravenel. Correct. Yeah.
All right. How about your mailing address, sir?
290 Gardner Terrace Road.
By your zip code.
29172.
West Columbia, South Carolina.
Correct.
Phone number is 803-955-6463.
Correct.
How about your email?
Madison McKenzie, MA. DISONMAKYNZIE at Gmail.
Okay. How about your birth date?
7/17/74.
And your social, please.
249-297540.
Okay. So let me go ahead and submit this for you. Just one second. I'm gonna go ahead and ask you some security questions. Bear with me on the line. Have you ever worked at any of these places that I'm gonna mention to you? Easy Rest and Adjustable Beds, Sam's Club, Joe's Landscaping, Physical Therapy Associates, or none of the above?
Easy Rest.
I'm sorry, which one? Easy Rest?
Correct.
Okay. Give me one second. What is the county for the address that you gave me, sir?
The address I gave you?
The county.
Lexington County, which is speaking of now.
All right. And then you previously lived on Woodby. What city is that located?
That's West Columbia.
Okay. Let me go ahead and submit this for you. Just 1 second, please. All right. So I am seeing, sir, that your credit score is actually at a 543 with Equifax. So it's a bit higher than what you had mentioned to me, sir. That's something definitely good.
Yeah, but it was a little lower.
Most certainly. Now, let me go ahead and go over your credit score. This way we're on the same page, okay? I see that you have 14 hard inquiries. That's every time that you have applied for something that they actually checked your credit score more into a depth. And every time that you do that, it brings your credit score down, okay? You also have 22 minor delinquent payments, which are payments that have been late anywhere from 30 days or less. Okay. Do you have any idea what that can actually be?
Yeah, probably been some. I had a few cars last year, and I know I ran into a little hard time, so it could have been those, actually.
Okay, all right. Because as well, I am seeing that you have six major derogatories, which are also accounts that have been late anywhere from 90 to 120 days late. Okay.
Yeah. Those cards, yeah.
And I am also seeing that you have two accounts in collections, sir. They have a balance in collections for $26,018.
What that is? Medical?
I'm actually not able to see what it is at this moment because I'm only doing a soft inquiry. But I mean, once we go ahead and get you started, we'll definitely go ahead and go over your credit score more into a depth, and we'll be getting the information on where these accounts are coming from, how long they've been on there, and all of that. Okay. I'm also seeing that you have four delinquent accounts. So at this moment, sir, I mean, you're looking for a loan at this moment. And one of the first things that these lenders are going to be looking at is your credit score. Okay. Now, the options may be very limited at this moment with the credit score that you have. That's where you were transferred to us. Now, we can help you, you know, build the credit, clean up the credit score. That way you can actually have better opportunities and better options with lenders. Okay. So let me explain to you how we're actually going to be attacking this for you. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the way that we're going to be attacking this here is with unlimited disputes of any questionable item, anything that you identify as misleading, outdated, or unverifiable. All right. We use the FCRA law, which is your right, you know, to have these things disputed and taken off. Also, you're going to get access to a client portal where you're going to be able to keep track of your credit and what we do. Not just that, but you also get financial tools such as a loan wizard, credit card wizard, where you're able to apply with third party lending companies and also see what kind of options you have with them, you know, based on the credit. There's also Experian Boost that allows you to add positive payment by reporting your payments that you do to your utility companies. Okay. There is no contract, sir. It's risk-free, no further obligations. This program here that I'm speaking to you about is called Prosperity. And in the state of South Carolina, sir, it has a starting fee of $60 to start and just $50 a month. Okay. So are we actually able to go ahead and take the first step towards a better financial future and actually go ahead and get this Prosperity program started?
Oh, well, maybe not today, brother.
No, you wouldn't be able to do anything? Is it because of the funds?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Okay. Most certainly, sir, I do. Go ahead.
And I mean, yeah, I was because the little self thing I was on, it actually directed me to the site
one of us
for the transfer loan. Yeah. So
Okay. Now, let me ask you something. I understand, sir, that you may not be able to do $60 today. And also, I mean, the nature of the clause, because you're looking for a loan, just like you mentioned to me. But, I mean, I also understand that this is an important step for you, you know. Do you happen to have maybe like a dollar? Do you happen to have maybe like a dollar? Because look, what I can do, sir, since I understand that you don't have the funds at this moment to get this started, what I can do is we can go ahead and lock in these prices and these programs for you, sir, for $1 today. And then I would be able to give you up until the first, which is 3 weeks from today, to be able to cover the $60, you know, to be able to continue to actually get the program started. Do you think we can do that for just $1 today?
Yeah, we can lock in. I mean, it's help. I
Okay.
just don't have the funds today, but yeah, we can lock in if it's going to be approved for me.
All right, perfect. So go ahead and provide me with the 16 numbers of your debit or credit card that you would be using, please.
514-300-3597-9618.
All right, and what would be the expiration date?
1225.
And the CVV number, please.
803.
All right, so it says here we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $1 to be charged today. Standard procedures dictate
Correct.
that the card resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for an enrollment, as well as we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Correct.
Please bear with me here on the line. All righty, sir. So thank you very much for holding on the line. And I was able to go ahead and process this initial payment for you the day of today of $1. So you're one step closer to working on your credit. Now, do you have a piece of paper and a pencil, sir, that you can write with?
Correct. Yeah.
Let me know whenever you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, sir, I'm going to go ahead and give you a customer service phone number. Okay. In case you ever do have any questions or doubts, you can always go ahead and give us a call there. And it's 973-233-4388.
Okay.
Okay. Once again, I'm just going to go ahead and confirm this. It's customer service phone number for the Credit Pros, 973-233-4388. In case you do have any questions or doubts, you can always go ahead and give us a call there. As well, sir, I'm going to go ahead and give you your client ID number, okay? Your client ID number, it's 793375.
Okay.
All right. So once again, sir, congratulations on taking the first step towards a better financial future. What I'm going to go ahead and do at this moment is transfer you to an auto credit advisor ACE, who is going to be verifying that I enter all your information correctly, and that would only take 2 minutes of your time. So please bear with me on the line, okay? Do not hang up.